Baseball.
Bruce Levine.
It's great to talk some baseball.
Score Baseball Insider, covering the Cubs and White Sox for more than 30 years.
Bruce Levine is a newsbreaker.
Inside the Clubhouse co-host.
Great being with you, talking baseball.
Bruce Levine.
That's a really good question, Bruce.
See, Bruce asked the first hard question.
With Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Always a delight to talk to our friend Bruce Levine, and he is the newsbreaker, as we know, and he joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, aturo.com. Bruce, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. And will the 2027, should I say it, lockout strike be the only thing that deters the Cubs from having the All-Star game in 2027?
Well, that's a question. That's an interesting point of view. Let's start with the news itself. 2027, the All-Star game at Wrigley Field, reported yesterday the Cubs will be awarded that this summer. Not yet. It's not official. Some other reports have kind of pushed back at that idea. Bruce, where do things stand?
Exactly where you said. Sometime this summer, before probably the All-Star game, the Chicago Cubs will be given the 2027 All-Star Game by Major League Baseball. And this has been in the works for 10 years, 6 years, seriously, since Mr. Ricketts and their family finished the completion of the renovation of Wrigley Field. And the only thing that has really stood in the way of MLB wanting to grant this to the Chicago Cubs has been the security around the ballpark. MLB security not comfortable with the outside of the ballpark, and that it could be a security risk. Therefore, the city of Chicago, the state of Illinois, and the Chicago Cubs are all putting in money to be able to put $30 million for bollards around Wrigley Field, a little bit of expansion on Addison of the area for the street, for the bollards, so that the MLB security and MLB is satisfied. It was the only thing standing in the way, that in having three different mayors now, Mayor Johnson firmly behind this and a big part of this moving forward as well. So that'll be announced. Again, we can go down the road and talk about what happens if indeed there is a lockout strike. But again, that's the only All-Star games that have been missed since this was invented in 1933 by the Tribune's Arch Ward was in 1945 because of travel restrictions because of World War II, and in 2020 because of the pandemic. Those are the only games missed since 1933.
Yeah, I was flabbergasted to learn that the only two teams that have waited as long as the Cubs to host an All-Star game are Tampa, who's playing in a minor league stadium. They don't currently have one. And Oakland, also playing in a minor league stadium.
There is no Oakland.
Well, I mean, the A's, I guess. What, you knew who I meant.
Yeah.
And they're headed to Vegas, and I'm sure they'll get one in Vegas, right, when the big building's built.
So here's the list of teams that have had not one, but two games since the Cubs hosted in 1990.
Wow.
Seattle Mariners, Texas Rangers, Pittsburgh Pirates, San Diego Padres, Philadelphia Phillies will have it the year before the Cubs. The Atlanta Braves have it this year. All six of those teams have had it twice.
And none of them deserve it, Bruce. Not one of them.
Well, we won't go that far,
will
we?
Okay, I'm sorry. Maybe I got carried away. That blows my mind, though. I mean, honestly, and I know the building was in bad shape and they've had to rebuild it and everything. Why this long await?
Well, number one, expansion, right?
Okay.
So when the All-Star game started in 1933, there were 16 teams. There are presently 30. And most of that expansion took place, of course, starting in 1961, 62, and moved forward quite a bit in the late 90s and late 80s, early 90s. So So you have twice as many teams. You have 30 teams. It's going to be a big rotation. As you mentioned, the A's never got it in Oakland. And Tampa, you know, with that ballpark, it's never really what they wanted to showcase their Major League Baseball. So that's the case here. But, again, you know, the Ricketts family, you know, put $575 million into the restoration initially. Turned out to be $740 million. They got it financed. They had it figured out. And part of the discussion for the Cubs have been for almost 10 years, when can we get the All-Star game? And this was the only thing, the security was precluding it after 9/11.
Yep.
We know security and, you know, big venues, number one thing. And they just didn't feel comfortable with it until they, you know, this was reported by Franz Spielman in the Sun Times yesterday that the Ballards were agreed to, and the state of Illinois, city of Chicago, and Cubs will all split the $30 million needed to put in those Ballards around the ballpark.
So if that is going to be happening around the ballpark, how about inside the ballpark? Is there anything left to do in terms of renovation and specifically the press box?
No. No, there's nothing. There's nothing left to do there. I mean, they've done
really?
Everything they can. Well, the press box, you want a better seat in there, David.
It's
I know.
I'm just asking because if you're going to have an All-Star game, they got to do something up there.
Are they going to put an elevator in so David doesn't have to walk all the way up there?
they have three elevators. They just renovated this thing. It finished only 6 years ago. What more would you want them to do to it?
I think.
Oh, he's got a list.
Could use some work. That's all I'm saying.
Where?
The seats.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I just wondered.
More cushy seats for you?
No, it's a fair question.
If you put down a couple hundred bucks, you'll get a better seat, you know.
I know.
Don't use your press pass. Believe it or not, I'm not
asking because of self-interest here. I don't have any self-interest. It's not why I'm asking. I'm just curious because the Cubs have done so much to Wrigley Field. It's a very comfortable, much more comfortable experience from a viewer's perspective, from a fan's perspective, that they didn't really go overboard in doing the press box.
Oh, okay.
Just saying.
You're lucky you're behind home plate compared to where media are sitting.
Fair point.
In all other 29 places. So, you know, we won't mention exactly where, but the idea is, you know, the prime seating has taken over the last 20 years to the point where the media used to have the seats right behind the home plate. And it's, I don't know how many ballparks are left doing that.
So what happens if there is a work stoppage?
What happens to this All-Star game?
Yes.
So that is not determined at this point, according to my sources. They don't know for sure. Now, the one time that it happened in 2020, the Dodgers were supposed to have that game in 2020. But by that time, when the pandemic hit, the 2021 game had already been given away. So they had to wait till 2022 to host with the Cubs. And, you know, will Major League Baseball assume that 2028 should stay open and they won't award one a year from now to someone else? That's the question. So, again, you'll hear the Cubs will be awarded this game, but will they hesitate on the 2028 next summer because they won't know whether or not there will be a 2027 season?
Got to ask your White Sox question, Bruce. Why would they send down Tim Elko, who is homered once every 11 at-bats? I know he's not hitting
10.
Anything.
10.3
at-bats.
To tick you off.
Okay.
That is
again, Bruce, this question is not to do with me. I want to know why the Sox, in a season of development, would send down a guy homering once every 10.3 at-bats.
Yeah, it's what he did in between, I think.
Okay.
But Andrew Vaughn, what's he done?
I don't disagree with you. I mean, you're looking for a little bit of excitement at an at-bat, to pay attention to an at-bat, aren't you?
Yes.
Isn't that the...
Yes.
And that's not too much to ask. It really isn't.
Vaughn-y,
it might not fall into their development plan, but the idea that, you know, they don't, you know, I tried to, before he was called up, I told you they didn't think
that
he was an everyday MLB player, you know. But again,
do they think Andrew Vaughn is? He homers once every 37 at bats.
There's about 6.6 million questions there.
That 6.6 could play in Charlotte. He still has some options available. Maybe give him the old burger treatment. Yeah. He comes back better.
You know, that would be punitive because who is going to be better? They have.
What do you mean?
I mean, do they have anybody in the system they think is better right
Tim
now?
Elko.
Tim Elko hits a homer more often. I'm just saying he will fall into a homer. I know you're not.
I like Tim Elko's story a lot.
Tell me the point of this season. What is the point of this season? They're already out of it. We haven't hit Memorial Day. They're trailing everywhere, and we haven't even gotten a chance to look at the standings. We can't look till Monday. So what's the point of the season? If it's about player development, then why not try to develop someone? What's the point of running the same guy back?
The million viewers on Comcast.
So they want to get...
I'm kidding.
Oh, no, but I'm serious. Really. I don't know what the point is. I mean, you're bringing up a 33-year-old guy, and you're bringing back Andrew Benintendi, who they've obviously way overpaid. And Benintendi's a professional hitter. I'm not being mean to him. I'm just saying, what's the point of the season?
Mike, you didn't wake up today and realize that the White Sox weren't any good.
No, I've known it.
Yeah. I mean, being the attentive White Sox fan that you are, it's been going on for a while, and they're hoping they're the next Houston Astros, who lost 100 games 3 years in a row and became one of the, until their scandal, became one of the most admired franchises in baseball the next 10 years. So that's where they're hoping to go. Can you see it right now? No, it's hard to see.
So, Bruce, the Rangers are in town. Bruce Bochy brings his team to Wright Field. Jake Berger is on that team. They sent him down. We talked about getting the Berger treatment. What we're referring to is, since he's come back, his last 15 games, he's got 3 homers, driven in 7 runs, is hitting closer to 300 at .296. Not great, but better. And I wonder if, number one, if that is a kind of demotion you're going to see other teams try, and because with guys like Vaughn or whoever, and just what maybe Jake Berger did, right, is going to be something that other, it worked. It seems to have worked for the Rangers.
Look, we talked about, the demotion to the minor leagues after failing the major leagues is not really a bad thing. Look in left field for the Cubs. That happened to Ian Happ. At second base, it happened to Nico Horner. It happened to Anthony Rizzo before that. It happened to Kyle Schwarber, if you remember that.
Yep.
All going back because they failed and they needed a timeout. They needed to go work on their swing and become better, better people, better hitters, and they became better products of themselves. So I think in our society, thinking that you don't make it at a certain level and you have to go back is failure. In this case, it's really just player development, and we saw it with Matt Shaw. Hopefully, the light is on for him, and he looks pretty good since him coming back. So again, just a part of baseball. Baseball's hard. Hitting a baseball still, maybe even more than ever, the toughest thing to do in sports.
Thank you, Bruce. Great stuff, as always.
Guys, have a great day.
Thanks, Bruce. Talk to you tomorrow.